This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. I don't know if you saw this news item yesterday, a blackout in India that had left 300 million people without power, or basically the entire population of the United States. It got, if you can believe this, worse today, three power failures and more than 680 million people without electricity. Power outages, though, aren't new to India. In fact, the whole backup generator industry has sprung up over there, catering to businesses and the rich. But for the country as a whole, growing as fast as it is, there is a fairly intractable problem that this presents, demand outstripping the power supply. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Scott Tong reports.
India's farmers reportedly triggered the disaster. With no rain, they use electric pumps to water their crops, overtaxing the local power grid. The failures are believed to have cascaded across northern India. Trains stopped, hospitals canceled surgeries, crematoriums switched from electricity to wood. I reached English professor Adil Mehdi in New Delhi, just as he lost power again. No word on when it'll return.
Yesterday, it took 13 hours. This afternoon, it had failed again for 3-4 hours. Now it's gone again.
I tried an old joke on him. When you lose the internet, you're back to 1979. When you lose power, you're back to 1879. He sighed.
Refrigerator doesn't work. AC is not working. Fans are not working. Not much we can do, actually, without electricity, because it's quite hot and muggy in Delhi. You tend to sweat a lot.
In a big country growing out of poverty, power demand for cell phones and appliances is exploding. They need more power plants. But economist Arvind Panagiriya at Columbia University says the weak link is the distribution system. It's corrupt. Companies that deliver electricity are losing money because of theft and meter tampering.
And the most important factor, of course, is that politicians love to give free electricity to the farmers.
The result is a paradox. Transmission companies can't afford to buy more power as much as people want it. So investors won't build more power plants. It's too soon to know technically what went wrong this time, but companies with power grid questions, we know who we are, will be paying attention. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.